All in, on small. Hands-on with Lenovo's ThinkCenter M90N-1 Nano PCs. NPC Magazine by Matthew Buzzi, on May 13th. Designed for specialized use, and one coming in a fanless design, these are, according to Lenovo, the world's smallest commercial desktop PCs. In what is, at the very least, an admirable feat of engineering, Lenovo today announced what it calls the world's smallest commercial PCs. Adopting the name of the company's work-centric ThinkCenter desktops, the ThinkCenter M90N-1 Nano and the M90N-1 Nano IoT are compact PCs designed for workspaces where room might be very limited, or the conditions rugged. The ordinary ThinkCenter Nano M90N can stash just about anywhere, and with a full complement of desktop features, its versatility could be vital to some users. The Nano IoT, meanwhile, is slightly larger, more rugged, and fanless, meant for harsher working environments. Both will ship in August, with the Nano starting at $639 and the Nano IoT at $539. We've got plenty more details on each, though, so read on for key specs, views, and my impressions from a preview event in New York City. Meet the Nanos. When Lenovo first pulled the proverbial and very small curtain off the ThinkCenter Nano and handed me the device, I was impressed. It's small, 65% smaller than the already compact ThinkCenter Tiny, of which we're working on a review at the moment. It's 0.86 inch thick, and the footprint is very minimal at 7 inches by 3.5 inches, making it well suited to being stored just about anywhere. You can slot it behind a desktop. Lenovo's ThinkCenter Tiny N1, in particular, has a slot devoted to small PCs in the rear. Or monitor. Mount it to a wall or put it under a desk to clear surface space entirely. This little guy weighs an adorable 1.1 pounds, making setup or transfer a breeze. Lenovo also touts the energy savings this tiny box will net you, especially if applied at large scale. Compact, but competent. The design is easy to appreciate. You can see how little and thin it really is, whether your office is simply limited on space, or there's a specialized area where you need multiple machines within tight confines, several ThinkCenter Nanos could do the job. What components could fit inside such a small form factor? You may be surprised how capable it is. These are still suited to commercial use, after all. It can be outfitted with an Intel Core i3, i5, or i7 CPU, though these are U-series mobile-class chips generally used in ultra-thin laptops, an understandable choice from a thermal perspective. It can also be equipped with up to 16 gigabytes of memory and, if you'd like, up to two 512-gigabyte SSDs. It may not be a workstation, but that should add up to a competent machine able to take reasonable workloads, not unlike the slim laptops with which it shares parts in common. This tiny box is also up to MIL-810G spec standards for durability. What you see is more general use version of the Nano. Its Nano IoT, Internet of Things, compatriot, which I'll discuss more below, is a true choice for hazardous or hardware-hostile environments. But the regular Nano can take at least a little bit of abuse. The MIL-810G spec standard includes being tested against 10 different conditions, among them shocks, drops, dust, and humidity. No, it probably won't survive a fall off a catwalk or crushing pressure. But it can last through less than ideal conditions if it's on a job site or being transferred between locations where dust and debris are the norm. Front ports for easy access. Much like a full-size desktop, the Nano also has plenty of ports. While it may be slightly lacking in, say, the number of USB ports versus a mini tower, nothing essential is missing. In the front, you'll find two USB 3.1 ports, as well as a USB Type-C port and an audio jack. Outsized port options. The real port party is around back. Here, you'll find two more USB 3.1 ports and another USB Type-C connection, as well as a DisplayPort for connecting to an external monitor. There is no HDMI port, which is arguably the only miss among the more common ports. In case you were thinking about easy digital signage use with a big screen TV. But between DisplayPort and the USB connections, which can be connected to an HDMI adapter, your bases should be covered. Finally, a full-size Ethernet jack allows for wired connections, which is often essential for desktop work. There is an internal expansion slot for an M.2 Wi-Fi and a Bluetooth transmitter. The Nano IoT, a tougher, more connected Nano. The Nano IoT shares a lot of the general design concepts with the other Nano, but it's even more specialized. You can tell from its look that it's more industrial, which hints at what it's meant for. In addition to passing the mil-spec standards that the ordinary Nano does, it boasts a fanless design, which has multiple advantages. Performance could be more stable without a mechanical part like a CPU cooling fan, and it's also better suited to environments with dust and dirt, which can clog fans. It can also endure more extreme temperatures with a broader thermal operating range than the Nano, 32 to 122 degrees Fahrenheit. If you need computers in construction sites, the outdoors, or similar workspaces, the Nano IoT can handle them while still offering a compact design. It's a little larger than the non-IoT version, but it still measures only 1.35 by 7 by 3.5 inches and weighs 1.7 pounds. What's in a name? With the increase of IoT platforms and workspaces, the Nano IoT has a wireless-first mindset with support for multiple connections, including Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, LPWAN, and WWAN. The use case will vary by company, of course, but the Nano IoT is suited for relaying data from sensors and other devices to remote connections and cloud servers. The lower pricing and the limits imposed by a fanless design mean that the internals of this machine are less potent than the regular Nanos. It only offers up to Intel Core i3 processors, 8 gig of memory, and a single 512 gigabyte SSD. These are not meant to be PCs you do regular office work on, but are designed for more specialized tasks, such as factory automation, quick check-ins, and data gathering or storage, but they certainly can still handle simpler tasks. A different port selection. Of course, ports are important for custom or specialized installations. The front face offers two USB 3.1 ports, a USB-C port, and an audio jack. The biggest differences from the other Nano are the other two interlopers. Very noticeable, dual RS-232 ports. That inclusion goes back to the focus on internet connectivity, as these can hook up to, say, a modem to relay data or to tasks that require data gathering, such as scanning inventory using a barcode device. Even more ports. Around the back are a USB 3.1 port, a USB-C port, a DisplayPort connection for an external monitor, and an Ethernet jack. This isn't exactly a plethora of ports, but on such a small box, it's generous and covers the essentials. That said, Expand it to your heart's content. An interesting twist is the ability to physically add more ports. This is done through Lenovo's scalable I/O box design, allowing you to essentially bolt more ports onto the PC with modular add-ons. If you need more wired connections, this clever solution can tack them onto your box without changing anything else.